Today is International Day of People with Disability, and this year's theme is about seeing the ability in disability, one of the many challenges affecting those in the disability community as a whole is ableism, particularly for those who face employment discrimination, stigma, and bias. Recently, Life Without Barriers launched their Employment Without Barriers campaign to encourage employers to improve their recruitment practices so that they can open doors to a more equitable, accessible and inclusive workplace. Emily Reaper is the Project Officer of Disability Engagement. She explained what the campaign is aiming to do to The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.
So the Employment Without Barriers campaign actually came about through what we call our AIEP, which is our Accessibility Inclusion Employment Plan. Our AIEP lists specific targets and actions for the organisation to meet in our journey to becoming a more inclusive employer. And through that journey, we're on our second AIEP, I should mention, we decided that we needed to share our learnings with the wider community. So our sector, but also other sectors within society. So because of that, we decided to pull together the Employment Without Barriers campaign, which we have shared on our website, where any employers can go and look on that website and find some of the information that we've shared. So our commitment, our position paper, things that we found have worked for us along the way. Just trying to give other employers a bit of a better foot to start on.
Where do you think that employers are doing wrong in terms of not making their workplaces accessible or inclusive for disabled people?
The word wrong is a hard one. I think one thing that a lot of employers tend to not see or too quick to judge is the fact that having a person with a disability work for you is going to be difficult. It's going to be harder. You're going to have to make sacrifices. Or there's the other side of they just don't know how. They just don't know how to interact with someone with a disability, or they've never worked with someone with a disability. And I think that the number one thing that employers can start doing is opening that door and having those conversations, asking people with disabilities what they can do to help them in the workplace. You know, what do you need? And then meet them there. So just having that conversation, opening it up and not being afraid to say to someone with a disability applying for a job, you know, how, you know, we would like you to work for us. How can we make this a more inclusive workplace for you? And going down that path.
And where do you think that businesses, organisations or industries can go about changing and improving their policies, frameworks and practices in recruiting disabled people to their workplaces?
There's a lot of change that needs to happen in the recruitment space, and I think that's something that we're looking at as part of our Employment Without Barriers campaign is, you know, how do we do that ourselves? I mean, you automatically know that with a lot of people with disabilities, they're automatically ruled out of a job because one of the main requirements is having a license, even though it may not be an integral part to the role. I think what employers need to start doing is, you know, really thinking about the necessities of those roles and what is actually needed, you know, not being afraid to relook at the roles and make a change because it's been the same for the last 20 years.
How can we go about educating employers to not use ableist language, rhetoric or ideologies?
So it's by looking at our website, the Employment Without Barriers campaign. We share some tips and tricks on there as well. I think employers just need to start speaking to other organisations that know what they're doing, reach out to organisations like the Australian Network on Disability and learn a little bit more about what is actually classified as ableism and what, because I think some employers don't really understand that some of the language they use is actually classified as that, or they think that, you know, what they're doing is okay. This idea of, I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but it's the benevolence bias. It's this idea that we think we're doing the right thing by supporting someone with a disability, but in fact, by doing that, we're hindering them. So I think employers need to start kind of questioning that themselves, thinking what that means to them, and reaching out to organisations and looking at things like the Employment Without Barriers campaign to start making those small changes in their organisation.
Emily Reaper, Project Officer of Disability Engagement at Life Without Barriers, speaking with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.